Are you a wino?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, I would like winos to call in, but you can call in if you're not. It's okay. But go ahead. You can still give your opinion.
Okay, I'm a fan of yours, so that's why I'm calling in. Okay,
so
when
much.
All this stuff was going on with Blue Ivy, wasn't it black women who tore her down?
Tore who down?
Blue Ivy. Like, people are saying she should be on Tasha K's side because she's black, but it was black women who started that petition and bashing her still do to this day. People that bash, you know, even on the blogs, like you said earlier, every black blog is literally anti-black. And that's the reason why we support her, because she lies. And then, you know, the whole, I don't know, I think the whole narrative that because, oh, Cardi B called black women roaches. Okay. So, like, black women aren't anti-black every day, calling each other animals, talking about each other's complexions. I mean, are we going to be hypocrites? And I'm being honest. Like, I'm a fan of yours, so I see that you actually keep it real on both sides. I don't think you're catering to either one, but we need to be honest. Like, black women do not support each other, period. So, it's like you're saying, why should we support each other? It's just fake and performative. That's how I feel. What do you think?
I agree, and I think that Tasha K, here's the thing. I understand wanting to support your own, but Tasha K is not a black person that I would support because they're black. Now, I understand sometimes you'd be like, you know what, they black, I don't care. They going up against such and such. I don't care if they're right, wrong, or indifferent. They black, and I'm supporting them because you know that they black. Tasha K is the type of black that really, if she could – not be black, I feel like she would change it, because when she gets, you can tell, like, she practices this. I don't think it's natural for her, but she has this air about her that she tries to look down upon blacks. She doesn't value, the black like she puts values into the white. I want to show you a case in point, and I'm going to give a little clout out here. Actually, let me see if I can. I hope my internet don't start cutting up on me right now. Hold on. Let me see if I could do something really quick. I'm going to give some clout out right here, okay? I'm going to give some clout up here. Hold on. If I could find it. Dang. Okay, well, I can't find it right now. But did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, and I just wanted to say, you know, in the chat I'm reading people saying, oh, she's white. No, actually, I'm black. You know, I speak proper English, so let's get that clear. And another thing is black women love supporting – a lot of black women are pick-me's, and they love supporting abusers and men who lie and they coddle them. So I agree with everything you're saying. No one's making excuses for Cardi B. What I'm saying is you can't sit here and say that she – the only thing you have over her is saying she calls black women roaches, but black women are steadily – like you said with Megan – you guys call that woman a man and a horse all day, and you act like black men aren't doing the same thing to you. So when you're actually you're dissing someone, you're dissing yourself. Sorry. It's just that, and I agree with you. You know, black blogs do treat people like crap. They jump and harass women, and, you know, that's what they do. I'm pretty sure after this live is over, they're going to be in the comments coming down on each other, because that's what they're known to do.
Yes.
That's just facts. That's just facts. You know what I'm saying? And black women need to stop being delusional. And they don't want to, I say support yourself and your family. Don't support other pick-me's.
Thank you so much, caller. Okay, I want to show you guys the difference. Let's talk about Tasha K really quick. So this is Tasha K on a white YouTuber's channel. Okay? This is her on white YouTube. She gets on her set. She pulls it together. Okay? These are differences. These are differences. I'm giving out clout right now. Hold on. What is it? Let me see. Hold on. Let me pull it up. This is Tasha K on the White People Podcast. This is Tasha K. Okay? Now, I'm giving out clout right now. Okay? Hold on. I can't even find one. Chow, you can do the math. Have you seen Tasha K on the black YouTube channels? No. You know what they look like. You know what they look like. She don't even come on camera on their channels. She come on with a little graphic and she talk on there. Ain't no production, ain't no light, ain't no nothing. Nothing. All these black people that be caping for her, she don't give them no look. Be very clear. Just like she decided that she was going to go and get the white lawyer that she bragged about. So there's a difference. She puts a different type of value in white people. You guys have seen Tasha K on those other YouTube channels, the black ones. Or you haven't seen her. You've heard her. She don't go on those channels. She don't respect those channels in the same way. Be very clear. Okay? So for me, I don't really put stock into supporting Tasha K because she's black, because she really thinks that she's better. She wants to be perceived as better than the average black person. She does. So she only uses the blackness when it's time for some support or some outrage or a rally behind. You know what I mean? And so it's very performative, and it's not real. And so whether Tasha K was blue, black, or purple, right is right and wrong is wrong, and she's dead wrong. And the fact that she's black does not mean that I'm going to support her, because at the end of the day, she doesn't even really see the value in black unless she needs them to be her guard dogs and her watchdogs. But if it comes down to really putting you on and really putting you in position to win, she's definitely going white. Be very clear on that. Okay, so let's take another call. I was going to give out some more clout, but I decided not to. 0658.
What's going on, Armand? So let me get into it real quick. I think definitely we are not supposed to be supporting Tasha K. Anyone that supports Tasha K just simply hates Cardi B right now. They're like a fool, and you shouldn't support someone who blatantly lies. But the interesting thing for me is this is why the black woman plea is basically losing value. You don't use that when you're in the wrong. And I don't see why people can even sit there and support her. If you're doing that, you just simply hate Cardi B. You don't like Spanish women. You want to have an issue where the issue doesn't even lie. And before I end, I want to say, like, you can support your own, but you also have to reprimand your own as well. You can't sit there. And it kind of reminds me a lot of those, like, R. Kelly supporters. Like, you don't want to correct him. You don't want to reprimand him, but you'll support him to the end of the world. It's kind of the same mm-hmm. thing. At some point, you have to say to her, enough is enough. You said too much. You're on the stage now. You're on the stand now. You're lying. Okay, at what point do you say, we love you. We're here for you as your sisters, but no, you're wrong. You can support, but you have to rep. But that was pretty much it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You got into some things. Okay, let's take another call. 8788, you're live on the air.
Hello, Armand. Love your content, brother. This is Brandon
Thank
from
you.
Ohio. No problem. You know, I want to start off with this quote. Anyone can be a present to entertain you, but it takes for somebody to be a gift to bless you. And I think a lot of times in life, especially with entertainment and media, we will just take anything just to be entertained and to get away from problems. But when that problem infects other people and you're not responsible mm-hmm. for it, that's when it becomes a problem. And I'm not saying that everybody is going to be a gift, but we need to be responsible within that gift. And if I can use your words in the video, you said, is this a win? Is it a win if you have to do anything just to be somebody? Because you were saying
that
Tasha K, You know, she wanted to really be something, but she just chose anything. I can stand on my own 2 feet. I think you can, all these callers can realize that, you know what, we may not ever make it, but I would rather have the respect of not being known but still being respected rather than being known and not having any social capital at all. Love your content. I would love to connect with
you
and see how I can help you. So love your brother. Love everybody. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow, wow, wow. Let's talk. I'm still waiting for some winos. 5138, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. How are you today?
Hey, how are you? I'm doing fine.
So I first want to say, I know I don't feel the need to support anybody black, not just Tasha K, just because they are black. That's just like telling somebody, oh, you need to support small black businesses, but they're rude. They treat you a certain type of way after they get your money, and we're not going to allow anybody else to treat us that way. So why would I support her just because she's black when she lies? I feel like she contributes to the demise of other black content creators, as well as celebrities. Like, you just cause all type of mayhem in people's life just so that you can get the numbers that you want to receive. And at the end of the day, it's like, you don't have any type of moral fiber behind the things that you do. You just willing to do anything just for some numbers or to make money. You got to stand for something or fall for anything. And anybody that will do anything for a dollar, I can't respect that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't trust you. So why would I support
yeah.
you? So I don't feel the need to support anybody just because they're black.
Yeah.
I wouldn't allow, if it was somebody and they were not black and they were doing the same thing as her, I still wouldn't support them. So
okay, so let me ask you this.
So
let me ask you this. Were you ever, are you a Tasha K fan?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Were you ever a Tasha K fan?
No.
Okay. But you've watched her
Never.
Content.
Yes, I have seen her content before. It's kind of, she's kind of boring to me. Like, I'm not really, like, I don't tune in. Like, I've seen it, like, as far as, like, in my feed. But, like, when I see her videos, I don't just be like, ooh, I want to see what it is that she's talking about.
So you really go for the real big train
wreck. Not even that. Like, it's who I like, who I support.
Okay.
So, like,
okay.
For instance, if I see your video and I feel like I like what it is that you're talking about, and I can relate
okay.
to what you're talking about. I don't like too much listening to people that are, like, you know, biased about a situation. I like people that's going to keep it real.
Okay.
So I have to see somewhat of myself in you for me to basically be attracted to whatever it is that you're posting, and I just never got that from her. So, therefore, no, I've never been a supporter. Ooh, I'm not subscribed to her. I never was subscribed to her. Or anything like that, like, because I just feel like it's a bunch of BS, to be completely honest with you. And I think if I want to see something like that, I can go get the National Enquirer. I can go on TMZ.
Okay.
Not even TMZ, I'm sorry, Media Takeout. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
If I want to hear lies and just hear people just saying anything, and I've never been the type to just believe anything that I hear, and I damn near don't believe half of what it is that I see. So, at the end of the, like, I can go to Media Takeout or anybody else if I just want to see a bunch of BS and lies, I guess.
Wow.
Want to say
a bunch
way.
Of BS and lies. That is Tasha K. Thank you so much for calling
mm-hmm.
in.
Have a good-
yes, that is the epitome of Tasha K. BS and lies, okay? And then, two, Tasha K is BS, lies, and then once it all falls down, then it's, I did this for you, you had nothing, you're a drug addict, you have dirty blood, you're broke, you're crazy, it's all your fault, all other YouTubers, everybody comes against me, everybody is jealous of me, everybody's hating on me, but then I go to court and admit that I've lied to my subscribers. See, here's the thing, she got online and, this cease and desist, I wiped my ass with this cease and desist. What lawsuit? I ain't been served nothing. Meanwhile, the woman moved. and didn't tell nobody. She moved from the house she was renting. That's where the process server was trying to find her. She around and moved. And then when the TMZ sent the when the process server went and actually found her new location, she told the process server that she'd blow his head off if he walked up on her like that. Well, ma'am, he's been looking for you for months and you've been online. I've been wiping my ass with this cease and desist. I've been wiping my ass with So where's the paperwork? Where's the paperwork? Ma'am, you moved. And you didn't announce, like, ma'am, you moved. The paper, mind you, they said that they went by her house, and it was piles of mail. I think Dennis Byron went by her house, and it was so much mail like this. She has secretly moved. But see, she sells this dream to y'all online that she is bigger than life and she's untouchable. But now we're starting to see the human side of Tasha K when she's in this courtroom. She's a liar. And actually, her husband, let me tell you something. He actually has a lot more sense than her. However, he's just married to a batshit crazy woman. And at this point, you know what I mean? He has to stick by her side. But if you really think about it, he's not going to go too far down with her. He's in that court talking about, listen, I don't have access to the emails and I don't have control over what this woman does. I tell this woman to stop doing stuff all the time. She doesn't listen. She's nuts. She's a lunatic. And then somehow she'll make it seem like it's everybody else's fault. She's been used. So, you know, let me tell you something. Black woman or not, you don't get a pass to be nasty. Also, Tasha K is the same woman who went and interviewed Jaguar Wright's autistic child because she was mad at Jaguar Wright. You went and brought a mentally challenged child into the mix. She tears down black people all the time. We don't feel bad for Tasha K. If you don't go on her platform, if you don't do what she wants you to do, she's going to tear you down. And then she is not a friend to anybody. Why do I know that Tasha K said about her best friend that her best friend is married to a white man because she wants to have mixed babies? People should not know that about your friends. You should not be holding hook allegations against your mentee, your friend. You should not then be one that suggests that him and other men are wrestling and doing butt play. You know what I mean? You should not be recording conversations of you and your friends. That's crazy. So I really want the winos to call in and let me know what it is we're supporting. Now, if you tell me, hey, boom, I like the shit show and the train wreck, and I never know, and some of you guys on YouTube are just too safe. And because here's the thing. I'm going to be all the way 100 with you. I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't want Tasha K to lose her channel. I want her to still be the same salacious fool she is because I'm not going to do it, and I'm entertained by the shit show. Now, if she try to switch it up and trying to clean it up, girl, at this point, I don't want to see that from Tasha K because that's boring. We weren't into it then. We're not into it now. I want to see you go 1,000 miles an hour into the wall. I mean, get real salacious. Like, it just at this point, like, what is she going to say next? Go for it. Put it out. Wipe your ass with it. Like, there's a space for her. It's entertaining. Do I respect her, though? No, because her person is not really a great person. Is she entertaining? Absolutely. Is that somebody that I aspire to be? No. I don't have to want to be you to be able to sit back and watch you. It's just like some of you guys will sit back and watch me. You know, some people be like, I wouldn't do it, but I sit back in the cuts and watch. I watch it all day long. Go ahead. Jump off the cliff. I'm here to watch. Don't ask me to catch you if you fall. But if that's something that you decided to do, I'll sit back and watch and be highly entertained. Go for it. And I'll be here to talk about it too. You know what I mean? I don't think that she should lose her channel. She's cultivated a space. But I definitely think that she should pay. She definitely should pay. And I definitely don't think that her being a black woman should be a reason why people feel bad for her or people are trying to support her and they're coming against Cardi B. And and that's the problem. I think a lot of people, because I feel like if this was Tasha K versus Nicki Minaj, it'd be a different conversation. But because it's Tasha K versus Cardi B and the argument is whether Cardi B is black or not, and the only reason why I said that's a conversation because it's this argument of whether Cardi B is black or not. Well, Cardi B said this about black women. Cardi B called black women roaches. Cardi B said something about a black woman baby. So everybody's grasping and jumping on this whole we love Tasha K. Somebody said she thought she was invincible to the law. She got cocky, so she called Mighty Has Fallen. Okay, we have a lot of people in the queue. So super chats to the top. Y'all can get on here. Baby, get in now because it's about to be. If you hear a dial tone, that just means you can't call in. There's too many people, so you have to wait till somebody drops off. All right, 2144, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. So I used to be a Tasha K fan, and I started watching her back in the day early on. And what made me start side-eyeing her was when she was first getting started, she used to be with Jessica Kohinoor, and Jessica helped her with, I remember they had something going on with Usher, and they were supposed to do co-hosting and all this stuff, and Jessica was really, really good to her and gave her some tips and was helping her with the channel. But then if you were watching, that was probably back in 2018 or 19, it was some years ago, she would start, you know, dropping little lugs against Jessica and saying little things, kind of slick shit, you know, excuse my French.
Hey, come
slick
on.
Things about Jessica.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Yeah,
come on, don't curse.
Slick stuff. I'm sorry. But that's when I started side-eyeing her, saying, you know, I'm not with that. And then as time progressed, I see how it doesn't matter. If you help her or she helps you, she is not going to be a friend, period. And everybody knows, Armand, that she brought Storm up to go against you. Anybody with common sense, if you watched her back with Jessica, you knew exactly what her intentions were. So that's all I want to say.
Well,
here's the tea.
Funny story about Jessica, a.k.a. Jake Warner. Now, you know, there was a point, you know, I knew Jessica before Jessica was Jessica. I knew Jacob Kohinoor. And I just have to give you guys this quick little tidbit. I didn't like Jacob Kohinoor. Still don't really respect Jessica either. I'm be honest with you. But because I came up in an era where Jessica was Jacob and, you know, he really was doing some, like, real foul stuff. Like, I didn't know anything about YouTube. He was doing some foul stuff at the time. Getting over on me, monetizing my content off of Facebook, and just really, like, using me, whatever. So fast forward, Tasha K comes into the picture, right? And she's mentoring me. And she asked me about him. And I told her the whole story. And she was like, just hit a button. I got excited real quick. I don't know where that girl is at though. Okay. Long story short, the Jessica Kohinoor piece. So boom, what happened was, girl, so I told Tasha K about the Jessica Kohinoor situation, right? So boom, what ended up happening with Tasha K was she ended up doing, she said, I don't have her at my house. I have to stop fooling with her because, you know, she transitioned. She did to tranny. And she was like, I don't need all them spirits around me and my kids. And I'm like, girl, you're still talking to a gay person. Like, but she was like, yeah, she don't like all them spirits around her and her kids. And Jessica Kohinoor has a spirit about her that she had to steer away from. That's what she said. She also, that's one time where she was talking about Madison too. She would say that she would never go on T.S. Madison's show and because T.S. Madison needs her more than she needs Madison. She was like, she said they've been messaging me for months and months and months. I would never go on T.S. Madison show. T.S. Madison needs me. But then when we fell out, then I fell out with Madison. Then she went on Madison show. So yeah, it was very messy. And then the day that she did the podcast, it was her and Storm Monroe, and she tried to get Madison to drag me. Madison didn't drag me. Tasha K called me and tried to get me to drag T.S. Madison. She's very messy. Very, 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 very messy. And she has no loyalty to nobody. You just had T.S. Madison at your house, and then you was going to sit up here and try to get me on the phone to go and drag you wanted me to go live and drag T.S. Madison. And that's the reason why me and Madison are cool to this day, because I wasn't even talking to Madison. What happened was I hung up the phone with Tasha K, and I called Madison, and I said, so this is the type of B you want to have on your show, you want to associate with? Madison was like, what you talking about? I said, yes. She just called me telling me to drag you while you sitting up there in her face. And then that's how me and Madison got back cool, because I wasn't talking to Madison. So that's the tea. So Tasha K is actually the reason why me and Madison got back cool, because she called me to have me try to drag Madison. She does not like transgender people. She does not like gay people. Okay? And these are just the facts. So now, if we're talking about it, we're talking about it. I'm hoping that Let me see. Chow. Are people dropping their last four? Okay, 6582, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am so good. So I used to be a wino.
Okay.
I am no more. I stopped messing with her after that Jaguar interview. But I'm going to be honest with you. I know you said you wanted to be the people that support Tasha K to call in. But I'm going to be honest with you. I don't support neither one of them heifers. Cardi B is dead wrong for how she treats a lot of black women. Tasha K is a disgrace for black women. So I'm going to support neither one of them hoes, but I am interested in the Kiki. I'm laughing, joking all the way through this whole little court situation.
Well, you know what? That was real. I got to respect them. That was real. At least you kept it real. You like, girl, I don't like Cardi B or Tasha K, but I'm here for the entertainment. I respect it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. I respect that. 0608. Oh, y'all can't hear? 0608, you're live on the air.
Hey, Omar. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm under the weather. I hope you can hear me well. I am not a wino. I started watching Tasha K back in the day, and I stopped. She just became a bit too much for me, a little too toxic. The stories were outrageous, so I had to, like, chuck the deuces and leave and find me some other content creators to watch. I'm glad that you are discussing this, though, because I have been seeing in a lot of people's chats that, you know, people should support her because she is a black woman. And I'm like, if you support Tasha K, then you're in support of cyberbullying. You're in support of making up lies on people. You know, you have no integrity. You need to, you know, check yourself. Your morality is messed up. Tasha K is a narcissistic sociopath.
So you have seen where people are saying support her because she's a black woman, because people swear I made that up. I've been seeing it.
Yes. I have seen it in several chats. One person even went so far as to say, how can you celebrate a black woman losing her funds? The black woman should have never got on that platform and did what she did. She's wrong.
And I think we really have to be careful when we start asking the black women to be outraged for things, because then it almost comes off as a joke, because then it desensitizes and it devalues the movement. And I think a lot of people, unfortunately, they see that the conglomerate of like black women will get together and, you know, they try to play on that idea, that oppression, and they try to play on that vulnerability that a lot of black women have, and they just, we're black, stick together, we're black women, you know, and it's everybody's automatically supposed to be in an uproar and an outrage, and it's like this almost victim mentality, and it's like, Tasha K, I only see her doing that black woman stuff when she needs something.
Exactly, and they need to remember that this is the same woman who attacks black women. She is the same woman who comes after black women. So I'm not going to stand for you. You were wrong. Bye, girl. And as far as her platform is concerned, who's going to run it while she's sitting in jail for committing perjury? Let's not forget, she just set a record and she lied several times.
She lied several times. She's a fraud committing perjury.
Absolutely. Her husband sent her. He possibly signed that warrant. So, you know, yeah, I don't think, you know, black women should support her just because she's black. I mean, she's wrong. If you support her, then you support cyberbullying. You support all of that mess over there that she spews on the channel. You support hate, you know. So, yeah, no, don't fall for it, y'all. Cardi, yes, she has her flaws, but this is not what it's about.
Thank you, Bo.
Thank you, Armand. I appreciate you.
Bye.
Have a blessed night.
You too. Okay, let's take some more calls. Okay. Private caller, you live on the air. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hey.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Okay. No one should support, you know, Tasha K just because she's black. You know, you support the right because the person is in the right, not the wrong. When Cardi asked Tasha K to take the videos down,
turn me down in the back.
Oh, turn you down? Oh, I am so sorry.
No, it's okay.
I am so sorry. Okay. When Cardi had asked Tasha K, you know, to take down the videos, only thing she wanted was, you know, to just take down the videos. Everything would have already been, you know, dealt with. She's not in the wrong for suing. I'll do the same thing because Tasha K thought she could just keep the videos up, take Cardi B into the courtroom and win her because she felt like her videos that Cardi used to, you know, talk about other people, slam other people's babies. Tasha K thought she had a lot on Cardi, and she thought by Cardi taking her up in the courtroom, she got those videos and she was just going to win. So anybody that's supporting black because they're black and not seeing the actual picture here, you are wrong. You are wrong. You are very wrong. And, you know, Cardi, she may have said so much about other people back in the days, and she may have been going through so much with, you know, her baby father. But at the end of the day, Cardi B is a beautiful mom. She's raising her daughter right. And people should see that. Stop slamming Cardi. She's a mother. And she's doing a beautiful job with culture over Tasha K. Tasha K got her daughter sitting in the background, watching and laughing how she slammed people. So let Cardi B bring her videos up in the courtroom and let the court see how Tasha K got her daughter in the background laughing with her and slamming people. So what's the difference from Cardi B used to being slamming people? Cardi B is growing. She's growing, she's young, and she's learning. And Armand, this is off the record. I wish your ass was not gay because, man, you look good, and I love you.
Hey, thank you so much. And just a cursing for me. But thank you, boo. I look a mess right now, child, but thank you. All right, listen. So Tasha K, she likes this. So she says, it's no longer YouTube. It's being renamed to Tasha K-Tube. Mentor retired. Yes, it is being renamed to Tasha K-Tube. You're not being celebrated. people are laughing at you and people are hoping that you burn. You have it's no doubt that she has cultivated a platform and an audience and in a space where people are going to talk. If that is what you desire, you got it, mama. You're here. You've arrived. But at what cost? You've literally celebrated 1 million followers in court. If that is not to show you what your brand is about and who you are, literally you can't even celebrate having 1 million followers in a normal, peaceful way. You're celebrating 1 million followers in freaking federal court. This is nothing that people should be happy about. Now, if you're on the dark side, then of course this is literally the devil. I mean, yay, we got the 1 million followers and we're in federal court. Everyone's talking about it. Of course, but any person in their right mind would not want to have their moment being overshadowed by a federal lawsuit. That's not a compliment to your work ethic. This does not mean that you're talented. Being able to be salacious and provocative, to me, does not mean talent. It just doesn't. But I still haven't heard from any winos. But yeah. 6760, you're live.
Hi,
on the air.
How are you doing?
Good.
Hi, this is Queen Tulsa. I'm definitely a wino. I definitely support Tasha K.
Okay.
I wanted to say that I support Tasha K because she is like our Wendy Williams. And you know what? At the end of the day, we're still going to tap the motherfucking wine glass. Tap the wine glass. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So she does, again, winos, they don't follow directions. They don't listen well. So I need winos that listen well. Again, there's a certain way that we carry around here. Thank you very much, though, for calling in, love. 1-881.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey, how's it going on?
Doing all right. You know I'm always joking with you with that name, but I'm calling in regards to the topic. I'm never calling myself a wino, but it was a time where I was a viewer of Tasha, and I sort of piggybacked on this when I was on Station Head, on your Station Head the other day, and it's more of like a moral thing. Like when I got on Tasha K, it was when T.S. Madison was on there. And I think she had just had her little setup done in her basement or whatever. But she was doing an interview with T.S. Madison because I wanted to know what happened between her and My Neck, My Back. Like, My Neck, My Back. Because I used to like their show. And so I was supporting. I was like, it's entertaining. She's funny. But then I started watching her move, Tasha K. And I started like slowly backing up. Because what I started seeing was how she talked about black women. And I'm like, this is a black woman obviously hurt. And then I started, you know, I would catch some of her interviews. Of course, everybody saw the Jaguar right. But I was watching some of her interviews, especially with these black women. And then she'll come back weeks later or right after with her little snotty comments. And I'm just like, these people come on your platform to bring viewers, to help you. And you're tearing them down. And it's normally the black women that was cheated on, done wrong in the industry. And it's like they're coming on here because they know you have a platform and they want their voice to be heard. But you allow their voice to be, allow them to speak. But then at the same time, you don't make it no better by trying to tear them down and criticize them for having that platform to speak. And I'm just like, how could you expect people to come and support or be in your presence and do an interview when you do things like this? And so that gave me a side eye, and I slowly started backing up. And then when she did the Jaguar right, I said, now how are you going to go and do this right after the person you're mentoring? Like, Monroe already did that. And this is somebody that looks up to you, that you help, and now he has his own channel trying to get started, which he was just like freshly getting started with that. And he got numbers for the Jaguar Wright interview. And here you go trying to take the interview from him. And I remember Wiley doing a show after that, trying to basically throw some clues then to Storm to let him know, like, hold up, like, how you just going to try to take his shine from him? So when I started seeing that, I started really paying close attention to how she moved. And like I said, she's entertaining. Yes, she's funny. But then it's about how you move, what you believe, what you stand for. And I started saying, if you move like this, you would never make it to a major TV. You would never make it on a high platform because you're too high-headed. You backstab people. And I'm just like, this, it didn't make sense to me. And then here recently, like I just go on there maybe like once in a blue moon now just to see if it's something interesting, like about an artist that I like, to see what she has to say about it. But I really don't support her, and I haven't supported her since this trial with Cardi B. And so what I realized was sometimes when she comes on and do her, like, Friday show or whatever show she normally has, it had gotten to the point where all you're doing is talking about black women and tearing us down. And I'm like, you have a black daughter, you're black yourself, regardless, nobody's perfect. Why is it that your whole country is about us and you're not lifting us up? You're talking bad about us. And so I used to be in the comments like, okay, so is this all about black people? Like, are you just tearing down the sisters? Are you tearing? Like, I used to try to just irritate her. It was like, why are you doing this? Like, it became, and then all that screaming literally became a headache. And so as I started bagging up, I started seeing more of her having falling out, more things coming about, more things where it was like things were tearing down. And it's like, if you don't get a grip on it, Tasha, you see, like, stop making it seem like none of this stuff is affecting you. You have to see that these things is to show you something, like maybe you're not moving in the right direction.
15 more
maybe
seconds.
Maybe you need to.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's it. Now, I'm through all mine, but I just wanted to say that you have to use logic behind it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, I love you so much. Okay, boom. Sunshine Anderson says, I love your mom. This is a legendary show. Rhinos, where y'all at? Okay. And then we have 6901. You're live on the air.
All right. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, so, yes. So you wanted to hear from Winos. Now, I'm not a wino, but I would sit back and I would thoroughly enjoy a Tasha K show because I'm a little ghetto and I have thick skin. So, you know, but
I'm glad you let's be honest. Let's talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm an aspiring YouTuber myself. And let me answer this question. I do not want that kind of fame. And I've been sitting back and watching you, watching Tasha. I've seen the Uprise of Storm and some other ones that I enjoy. And it, you know, and there's some conflicts of interest there, you know, so I'm glad that everything played out. And I'm also watching YouTube like it's the stock market. You know, I want to get my own channel. And I'm noticing how so this would be a great time to just jump in and ride the wave and all of that. But guess what? I don't want that kind of karma on my channel. I don't want to have my upcoming, you know, and have to give credit to Tasha. Oh, you came up from riding Tasha's coattail and downfall of Tasha and all that because it's toxic. And I'm not going to just support her because she's a black woman, because I'm a mother. I've been there and all of that. So I can definitely empathize with Cardi. It's just when I saw how she responded the other night on a live stream to her mentee, that's when the mask was totally, the mask just came off and we really got a chance to see who Tasha was. And people were still like, oh, black queen. And I'm like, oh my gosh, y'all don't see what just happened here? Because the way she threw out that wrestling allegation, when she wanted to shut him down and you know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, okay.
Then she also said, but you know, call me a little bit bitter, child, but I don't feel bad because I don't know how long you've been around on YouTube, but she did the same thing to me, 28 days, 29 days, made it seem like I was crazy, had Chelsea saying that I was obsessed with her. I was like the little boy that wanted to date her. I had all these mommy issues. So, girl, you preaching to the choir, like y'all are just now catching up. This is not new. And then before me, it was Lovely Tea. Apparently, she started Lovely Tea's tea line and started this and did that for Lovely Tea. But all of these things, like, she does that. So you guys are just getting out, catching up to the party.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I watch Lovely Tea, too. And I actually watched some of those creators before I got subscribed to the Bells and the Bums, okay?
Okay.
And when I did get subscribed to the Bells and the Bums, because I heard their name ringing on other channels, but I had a little lineup. And then when I finally watched your content, I was like, oh, okay, this is a vibe. So I'm saying, and to find out how she had the inner workings and the behind the scenes of all that, you know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, to see the downfall of her and Lovely T's relationship was when I first really was like, that's when the mask was exposed to me, because I wasn't present while she was backstabbing you. But I would notice, like, you know, just being a loyal subscriber to you and then seeing how she'll refuse to say, just don't say that content creator's name on my platform and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, oh, okay. And when people do things like that, it's insecurity. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you can have all the money in the world, but that don't make you happy. And then to see it on the verge of being taken away like that, it's like the devil comes bearing gifts, baby. And like
hold
I said, if
can
I want to...
Look at this real quick. I don't know if you guys can see this. Look at Funky Dineva. That's supposed to be Tasha K's friend. Look at this thumbnail that she used, the Funky Dineva. That stuff right there is the reason why I be ready to cuss her out. And this is right. This is when me and Funky Dineva, we was all working on Clubhouse. She does little slick gaslighting, undertoning, weird stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then when you say something about it, it's like, what? What did I do? Like, it's shit like that I can't get with. Like, it's like she's always undermining people in this weird way.
I'm wondering if we're going to see a crash and burn between her and that certain content creator that's holding, like, these six-hour lives every night. And then when she gets on the line, you know, his numbers are skyrocketing. And when she's on the line, it's all kumbaya and this, that, and the other. But when she's not in the chat, it's like, oh, when the judge is dragging her by her pixie cut. And I want to know how she's going to respond to that. That's not a great thing either.
That ain't my business. But I would say to you, as far as a content creator, don't try to ride the wave. A lot of content creators, they see Tasha K because she has the most. But you got to also think, on YouTube, there are many people with a million followers and more, and they did not have to go to federal court to get there. So let's get that in your back pocket. I mean, hell, impressive. She's got a million followers. She had it first in our sector. She ain't in all this.
And hashtag no mentor. And about supporting black women, like they say, she didn't go get a black female lawyer or attorney or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And she is quick to throw out there, I had two white men to be my mentor, two white men. So, yeah, she doesn't value black.
No,
you're
she
right,
doesn't.
But
she doesn't value black, guys. She does not. But thank you.
All right. Well, it's Queen Cat. I will see you in the future.
All right, bye. All right, well, we got a lot of people on here. Okay, somebody said, Broadway County in the building, Pompano Beach, baby. Shout out to you. Q and Joe, still waiting on the rhino to enter the chat. Y'all so stupid. Okay, y'all so stupid. Okay. 0864, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing? Now, I know
good.
This, this live was supposed to be meant for the winos to call in, but they're not calling. So we're going to continue to give our opinions.
Yes.
Initially, I was a Tasha K fan when I first started watching. And it kind of switched when I noticed that all of her exclusives were just a strong opinion that was put out to be facts. I'm not being funny. It's just something that I realized. I'm like, well, you know, this isn't news. You know, you're just giving your opinion. And when I sat down and I thought about it, okay, I had this friend for like 9 years. She was way older than me. And she would do some of the same things that Tasha K would do when she get upset with somebody. If they're not, you know, doing the things she wanted them to do, she get on Facebook, blast them. And when I noticed that we were drifting apart, I kind of, you know, she wasn't elevating like I was, and she wasn't listening, so I kind of disconnected myself from her. Just like everybody else, I became one of those targets. But the difference between me and them is that I wasn't just going to sit down and take it. So we just had like a whole blowout on Facebook, and that never should happen. But the thing about it is I understood that even though this is a 40-year-old woman, she was lacking the love and attention she needed as a child from her mother, her father. She never had a man to treat her well. She couldn't depend on her children. So I could understand some of the anger that she had inside of her, but that doesn't mean that I was going to put up with it. And it's, when I look at Tasha, she's kind of like this torn, like it's something inside of her that's just broken. And it's always directed towards black women until she needs the help of a black woman. And it's kind of sad because I don't think that people should support her just because she's a black woman. Like, just leave black women out of it. Like, stop calling us when you need help. Like, if you can't, you know, just be supportive of black women at all times when you're down to your lowest, it doesn't need to be like, we're going to support her because she's a black woman. Like, that's never the point. Like, we don't want to just have people thinking that, okay, well, when you're in need, man, woman, black, white, doesn't matter. You can go to the black community, and the black women are going to support you. We're not doing that no more. Like, just leave black women out of it. Like, if she's wrong, she's wrong. And if
you
want to support
her, simply
because you like
five
the drama,
more seconds.
Then that's it.
Thank you so
much. Oh, yeah, well,
folks.
That was it.
Thank you. We got a lot of people in here. We're not going to get to everybody, but I want to say shout out to everybody that's super chatting. Hey, Dan, thank you for the $20 super chat. I appreciate it. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Clee the One says, love you, bruh. Keep up this info news. Thank you. And just really quick, I want to let you guys know that 9214, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you today?
What's going on?
Unpacked.
I'm good.
It's good. Good to be in the number. It's Unpacked with Chief Janice. I'm a YouTuber in the historian sector. And I'll say this. I support all of you all, and here's why.
Mm-hmm.
The big bloggers, I noticed that none of them are Black Americans, and they go on these slander campaigns, never really having anything positive to say about us. And so I turn to bloggers like you all, even though you all are feuding. You know, I still watch Tasha, and I still watch you, and be totally unbiased. I think this case with Tasha will probably affect you all's sector of YouTube, and I don't like to see it. I don't like the fact
Now let's talk about it. Let's dissect that. What do you think? Why do you think that whatever happens with Tasha K will affect me and anyone else in this sector?
I went back to 2017, Armand, and I tried to see, okay, how did the fallout happen? I watched old videos of Cardi on, you know, Vlad TV, and she mentioned being suicidal in 2017. I watched the old Black Swan, you know, interview, when Black Swan, the makeup artist, came out against Cardi. And I watched the old video of Cardi on a live. It had to be 2018 or the end of 2017. And she mentioned that she had a cold sore. And then people start saying
she had her piece from there.
No, okay, boom. Thank you, because she just this is the video. Okay, so Geeky or DK, I went and looked that up. Hold on. I went and looked up that Geeky, DK. That says DK is a slang creative. What did they say? What does it mean? It was almost like they saying, like there is an assumption, like they said, like they made this up. Hold on, let me see. Because, girl, I had looked it up on my phone. Now I'm on my computer, girl. It's DK. They said I had a cold sore. But I don't think that she said that she actually had a cold sore. Now, I don't speak Spanish. Let me bring Eva on here. Eva, 5385, you're on the air.
Well, I sent you the video of what they used in court, and she doesn't say that she had a cold sore. She said they will make ish up and say I have a cold sore, all of
DK,
that stuff.
Okay, DK means supposedly, not even or apparently.
This
word is used when Dominicans – hold on. This word is used when Dominicans talk about incidents or information they are not sure about. They also use this word when they have an uncertain expectation about something or someone. So I guess she said, like, they apparently said, I have a cold sore. But she clearly – if she would have had a cold sore, she would have tested positive, period. She doesn't.
Exactly.
So, okay, go ahead.
Another thing I want to because I've heard – and I keep hearing this conversation over and over and over, and it's just like the most annoying thing. When Cardi responded to one person that was actually Puerto Rican and black and called her a roach is a derogatory term in the strip club. I sent you a video. So if she calls all black women roaches, then why is there only one instance? If Cardi called herself a roach, What's the problem? Like, I don't understand how they try to tie that into racism or, like, mm-hmm. that she hates black women when the video I just sent you was before that incident and she referred to herself as a roach. Like, I don't get it. Another thing, you can see the video and you can play it because I'm tired of that same conversation that these certain fan pages and these certain bloggers try to use to basically weaponize it and make it seem like it's a racist remark. It's not. It's mm-hmm. a derogatory term to basically say you're broke. You're a bum.
Mm. Yes.
Like, in the strip club, that's what they call each other. Like, look at that roach. Like, you know, she's a scavenger. She's running to get the money. Like, hello, what do roaches do? So another thing is Tasha K should be very concerned because they're actually looking into her how many followers she gained from all of Cardi's videos and how much money she garnered from Cardi's videos, as well as her Facebook account and Instagram account.
Ooh.
And her new YouTube video. So that is some tea I did want to give you. So if I'm thinking, why would they want to look at all of those things? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, so do you feel like they're going to be coming for the channel at all?
I honestly do, because she violated.
And it'll probably be both channels, not just the one. It's the Wino
exactly.
Game podcast too. So let's be very clear here. Just because you have a backup channel does not mean that can't get taken either. Or
because
two.
They were also even looking at, you know, how when people, she was using PayPal and certain things to see how much money she garnered when people would donate money. They're looking into that as well. Also, in the documents, they were looking into text messages between Kyle Anthony and Tasha K. Like, I can give you a whole list of who these people, and I can see why these people are changing their tune now, because now they're part of a lawsuit. So, and even if, you know, the lady, I don't even want to bring that lady up.
Well, the documentation with Kyle was telling her that the information was false, and Tasha K said she was going to put it out anyway. I don't think there was anything incriminating about Kyle. He wasn't really being
No, but there's more. There's text messages, not Instagram messages. There's way more. There's about a page of certain information that was exchanged between the two those two people. So, yeah.
Well, girl, what were you holding it? What was the information allegedly?
Well, it's not clear on there. The only ones that get to know that are the jurors. That's the thing.
Okay.
Everything was given to the jurors, and they will finalize that on Monday. And I want to make it very clear, because I've seen a couple of YouTube channels try to tie in that Dennis Byron person. At the time, Cardi had been trying to serve Tasha K for a couple of, I'll say about a year and a half. And one of the people that Tasha K got into it with, Dennis Byron, as you remember, they got into it for a couple of years. She would do her lives and drag him. Well, he found out where she lived, as you recall, and he was like, yeah, I know you live here, blah, blah, posted it online. So in order to serve her, it's in documents anyways, Cardi used Dennis to serve Tasha K to get the address. Because a lot of people are misconstruing it, saying that she was paying him basically to go to these court things. No, he's doing it out of his own will, and he's happy to do it because he wants to see someone that badmouthed him for plenty of years be served and brought to justice.
And he's trying to get paid like everybody else.
Like everybody else, and he's profiting, making his little YouTube videos and getting them donations as well.
Yes, God.
So it's not,
stealing my thumbnails and stuff.
They're trying to criminalize it, like Cardi was doing something bad by having her, having that person give the information to serve Tasha K. There's nothing wrong with that. It's legal. This is why people hire investigators in order to garner. To look up certain information and have all your receipts ready. As you can see, it worked because this lawsuit is running seamlessly for Cardi B. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, the only thing I do want to say is the only person that has been bringing up Nicki Minaj, Barbs, is Tasha K on more than one instance. So you guys keep saying, why is she being brought up? That's between Cardi and Tasha. Well, Tasha's the one bringing her up, and she's the one that keeps saying certain things. She just brought her into a case for no reason about throwing a shoe at her. I get you're trying to paint an image of the person, but what does that have to do with the defamation case? That has nothing to do with it. Like, you keep bringing this lady up. But I'm also concerned why Nicki Minaj is still following Tasha K, because we all know that Tasha K is known for recording conversations. So the real tea is, what did Tasha K record, and what did Nicki Minaj say? Why is Nicki Minaj so scared of Tasha K? That's one thing I really want to know.
Well, that's the tea. That's why Nicki Minaj, but it's not about Nicki Minaj, but that's why Nicki Minaj wanted her to go and sign that NDA, and Tasha K said no. So she's still following Tasha K because Nicki Minaj effed around and spilled some tea and does not want it out. So thank you, Eva,
that. Wait. And before, because I've seen you play a video of Tasha K talking about Jade's lawyers. Yes, that is true. Topicino is her lawyer, and that was one of the lawyers that Nicki Minaj did use for Meek Mill's
case. For Meek Mill.
Exactly. Yes. So, she might not be lying about that, or she might be, but it's very convenient that they've known each other for plenty of years and they're using a high-profile lawyer like Joe. They cannot afford that man.
Thank you, Eva. That's Eva with the tea, everybody. Bye. Getting into some things. Okay, we got to take some calls. Ayuma Takashi, I feel like I always go through this with her name. She says, DK is supposedly or apparently in Spanish. I use it once today. Tony Smith says, why do you think she went easy on Kwame Brown? I don't have a clue. Someone said, only people that had roaches get mad. I don't get mad because I don't have roaches. Millie TJ, and then somebody else said, Cookie says, calling people a roach is a New York thing, nothing to do with color. Okay, 3476, you're live on the air. Let me pull it up. 3476, turn me down in the back. Oh, it's a lot of calls on here. Steel chill. 3476, you're live on the air. Let's get into some things.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, yes.
Okay. Hey, friends.
Hey, how are you?
4054. Yes, I'm usually the one that calls from 4054. Got a new number,
okay.
Y'all. Anyway,
okay.
I will be honest. I've never used my words lightly because I don't want to offend anyone. I'm not a fan. I do support people. So I'll give Tasha K, I'll give Tasha K this credit. I found everybody that I enjoy like you by way of her because of the size of her platform. You know, YouTube does the recommendation thing. So I have to give her respect in the fact that I do. But once I've found you and there's another individual I watch from, listen to from time to time that I won't say her name, and I enjoy you all so much so that as soon as I discovered you, it was the very first video I watched where you were talking about the black guy and the white lady, and we had a really in the TikTok, and he did like this Valentine's thing for her. That was my first time listening to you, and I've been a massive supporter ever since. So for that, I know I would have eventually found you, but it was through that. And I'll give Tasha that because it is a gateway to find other people who might not have a platform who is at the size that her, you know, to the degree that hers is.
Yes.
With that being said, with the question of should we be supporting her because she's black, we have to analyze the individuals who are saying I'm only going to support her because she's black. A lot of those people are only supporting Tasha out of their hate for Cardi B, and they're looking for some type of justification because they're not going to just say I'm. People aren't going to just say no one's bold enough or has the kahunas to say I just don't like Cardi. That's why I'm going to support Tasha K. Very few people. So they're trying to find some type of justifiable umbrella to mask the true reason why they support her. I don't even think a lot of the people that are saying they support her care for Tasha K. But it's out of the fact that they have a disdain for Cardi B. And with the whole Roach thing, I am a black woman. I am a dark-skinned black woman. It's not about what you are called. It's about what you answer to. When I saw, and I'm from, you know, I'm in Houston, so high school, college, oh, man, you a roach, you roaching. Like, that is the lingo for somebody who's trying to, you know, get a little piece of something. You know, you in class, you got some gum, now you roaching, back up, like that. When the situation happened, I didn't take offense to that. I didn't feel like, oh, my God, I'm up in arms. Like, she's calling black women roaches. It was lingo. But, see, you shouldn't have to explain that. There are people who are very well aware of the context in which she was using the word. But people try to manipulate, flip, do all of this, and I'm going to use your term, to suck farts out of Nicki Minaj's behind. And it still doesn't – you kill me when you say that each and every time. And it's literally when you sit and evaluate the people and the YouTubers who are saying, like, well, I'm going to support her just because she's black, just because even there's one YouTuber I've been listening to, I literally have to cut her off, and I support her so much because it's so much ignorance and so much bias there when I've heard comments like, well, Cardi B does things. Cardi B is not innocent. Cardi B does – well, Cardi B has sat and admitted to doing X, Y, and Z. She has. And they have those people, if they feel some type of way, can get up and sue Cardi. Well, they probably don't have the finances. But there are things that they can do. We have not heard from any of these people. Like, the situation's happened, and those people don't even care anymore. So, yes, Cardi B has said some things. I mean, she's not perfect. Neither one of them are. And I agree with the caller that said I don't really – I'm not a fan of either one of them. I'm indifferent. I'm sitting back like, I just want to see how this is going to sway. So that's what I have to say about that. Lastly, I did want to say, because I rushed through the call last time, I am finally coming to L.A., and I'm going to the Improv on 1:30. I'm going on the 28th of February to go see LaVell Crawford at the Hollywood Improv, and I would love to treat you if you would like to attend. I did send you a DM.
Okay. You are that. Okay, you're that girl. Yes. Okay, I will actually go to the Improv with you. I will go. I will go because I like you. Okay. Yeah. So we'll meet. I'll go. We'll go.
Wrapping up. I'm gonna send you. Huh?
I said we'll go.
Okay. I'm gonna DM you again right this instant because I don't feel comfortable saying my Instagram name.
Please.
Just so you know, I don't want nobody coming to find me over women that neither of us know. Okay.
But DM me now, girl. I'm going to get it. But, girl, you can't be giving everybody the address and the date and the time and where to find me. And
Oh, God. Okay.
So now, you crazy. Bye. now I may not go because now everybody know where I'm going. See how that worked? Now I'm not going. All right, 4205, you live on the air.
Hey, Boo, how are you?
Hey, how are you? I haven't heard from you all year.
I know. I've been working on my master's degree, so it's been kind of rough. Thank you. I'm almost there. But I told you I'm always watching, and you are keeping your foot on her neck. And what the heck?
As I told you, but hold on, because you've been around for a long time, and so me and you could really finish out a 4 hour, because I know you've been seeing it all fall down. So I don't want to rush you through this conversation because you have been here through it all, and now you're seeing the fallout between her and the mentee. I told you from 3-4 years ago, I'm staying on her neck. Isn't this crazy now? Because you're one of the subscribers that has had my back through all of this when they painted all of these narratives, when they said all of these, and then we get to sit back and watch. I'm still here. And all of this is falling apart.
Not only are you still here, but you have you peeped in these last coming days how every last one of the people that she fell out with is even still more successful, is still winning. It's still gaining businesses. It's still making big moves. You notice that? How everybody that see Christopher Columbus, because apparently she made you, she made Lovely T, she made all these people, but yet all these people in some ways are suppressing her. I want to say this. I found you through Tasha K, and that's how it started. The reason I stopped watching her is because, number one, her exclusives is always after the fact. Number two, she don't report the news like it's fun and we get into things and snicker. She reports the news like she's angry all the time, or like, you know, it's always malicious intent. It's never to be funny or fun or cute. It's always malicious intent, you know. But as I'm watching these other bloggers, it's a few questions that came to my mind that I found weird too. So one thing I'm hearing is, one narrative is, Cardi B don't sue the white blog. Why is she suing Tasha K, but she don't sue TMZ, she don't sue them? But then on one, so now how are we using TMZ as a bar as to how Tasha should be treated by Cardi B? So which one are we doing now? You know, on one end, her people try to make her seem like she's breaking all these stories, like she's so awesome. But now that none of that's working and they starting to see how fragile she truly is, now we're on this be sad for her campaign because she's a black woman. And supporting Tasha K make it look like that the only way black women can get ahead is if we low vibrational. Same with Kaya, them kind of people. So she has a demographic. So if Tasha go away, who's going to drag all the other people in their life that they feel like has discouraged them, i.e. light-skinned women, i.e. gay men? You know,
Don't you go there, girl. Don't you start something you can't finish. Wow.
But no, she serves a purpose to her demographic. And I hate that it's being put out there like, but she's a strong black woman. No, she not. She's Tasha K. Keep that over there. Don't make her our representative, because for real women, she ain't our leader. This ain't how we stand it. You know, so it's just crazy to me. Yeah, she built this platform because she's salacious, because she nasty, and she catered to a market that needed to be catered to. That's it. And that's exactly how that's working.
Wow. And here we are now. And as a watcher of her that has supported her for a while, how do you feel to hear that she is in court saying that, yeah, I lied to my subscribers and told them I was a journalist. Yeah, I lied. I did it all for the money. But you know that the person that we're hearing in court is not that same woman that's going to even come back to YouTube now. That's not even the same. Like, that's not the same woman that's going when this is all said and done, when they strike up their live. She's not going to be that same person that she was in court telling and writing reviews on the lawyer. She's going to come in here and make it seem like it was a little straightening. It was nothing, a little $75,000. She ain't worried about it. We got a team, and we fly out here, and we do this, and we do that. It's just right off our back. When it's like, girl, no.
But
you over here,
if
crying.
You notice, exactly. If you notice, I like to watch the train wreck, too, every once in a while. Tasha K is a different person in every space. Look at her on interviews when she's talking to people face to face versus over the computer. How much more harsh those questions are. How much more harsh her body language is versus when she's in a person's face. So I already peeped that she's fragile. She's not who she says she is. She's not this hard, loud watchdog. And even the key words of things that she say, like, you should have told my husband. My husband would have kept me in check. My husband would have held me accountable. It doesn't go with the persona of who she tried to create herself as online. It don't fit. And it hasn't fit since the beginning, if you pay attention. That original unwound with Tasha K that was giving advice, that's who Tasha K is. This big, bad boss who wiped her butt with cease and desist, that ain't who she is. It's fake. It's performative.
Hold on. I just got a DM. Bobby Light said he loves your take right now. He just DM'd me and said, I really like this woman that's on your live right now. I think he wants to call in. If he calls in, just give him, I'll give him the last four. Hold on. I'll let you say hi to him.
Yeah, well, you know that. I'm always insane to make you succeed. You can let me go, dear.
No. He said he'd like, I don't know if he's going to call in. But I still got to keep the conversation going with you because you've been here. And so
From the beginning.
And so now, how did you feel that how she went and started insinuating that her mentee now possibly was doing the cocaine and now all of a sudden was wrestling with men and you know what I mean? And then she's so fragile and all of a sudden things that really, to be honest, no shade, no, everything that I said in the beginning, you know what I mean? When I was dragging them and then she was,
It was so parallel. If I swear to God, if you watch that fallout she had with Storm, and then if you watch that video of y'all recently arguing, it's the same words. Like she thinks she got this savior complex in which she thinks that she out here really saving people. But we saw this coming, and you remember, you posted a video up because you saw him moving away from her slowly. You saw that backup happening. Yeah, like all of this was predictable. Like we saw it coming with just the way
okay,
it lay out.
See.
So I just think it's hilarious.
Let me see if
it's
Bobby. Is this Bobby? Hold on. Hello?
Yeah. Hey.
Oh,
it's me.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Bobby Light is in the building. How are you, Bobby?
Everybody. Hey, I'm doing good. How you been?
I've been doing good. I've seen you doing your thing, and you've been handling this whole situation really, really well. I noticed that the comment that she made about you ended up in the lawsuit.
Absolutely. And that's the beginning of what's really happening. Because let me tell you something. I really sat and I contemplated on even entertaining her. And, you know, you and I spoke about this. You know, like I was like, you know, I'm trying to move in light. I got so many things. Like, I film a movie on Monday as we speak. I'm getting ready for that. Like, it's just a lot of positive things going on for me in my life. But when I seen this case moving so rapidly, I was like, hold on. But, no, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not saying exactly what I'm going to do as far as when it comes to legalities and suing her. But I am willing to cooperate with on behalf of Cardi's case for sure. Because, like I said and like I mentioned before, there are so many things we can get into, though, really, be honest with you, when it comes to just, because even the person who's just on the phone, like, she understands, like, how this whole thing is supposed to be. And when she even said how, like, even you, like, you have reported on me before, and I like you. Like, me and you are friends. I feel like, you know, I have a great, you know, communication with you. And it's the way you do it, and it's the integrity that you have behind it.
Yes.
With this woman, Tasha K, she has no integrity. And to me, to be honest with you, I honestly feel like she's, to me personally, I'm just saying this is my opinion. This is just an opinion. I feel that she's not even human. I feel like she's a demon. Like, I feel like she's an evil spirit. Yeah, I feel like she's an evil spirit. I feel like she's been possessed by some type of dark force that causes her to feel that it's okay and that it's necessary and that it's rightful and that it's just for you to not only make up lies about people, but to also defame a person, to literally destroy that person's reputation. Like, the shit that she says, not only about me and Cardi, about everyone, like any celebrity, it's just, to me, I feel like she has to be stopped. And I'm glad this is all going on. I'm happy that you're keeping up with the case. I'm glad you're keeping your foot on her neck, and I'm glad that you're keeping us all updated, because I'm tuned in. Trust me. And,
well, the thing that I really honestly, even when I've done commentary before, I come to your aid a lot because when it comes
you
to, you know,
yeah.
the women, like mm-hmm. as far as like the Kaya situation and even Tasha K, I don't like how you become this target of, you know, your health status, whatever that is.
Yeah.
I don't like that you become this poster child for people to try to put disease and all this kind of negativity
so
on
weird.
You for no reason. You know what I mean? Like it's unwarranted. I'm a big advocate for us, the Butch Queens. And it's just like at the end of the day, like,
yeah.
people love to put that on us without knowing who we are or even if it's, if it's relevant or not. And so I thought it was very disgusting for Tasha K to go when you all you simply said was, I hope that Cardi B wins this lawsuit. And then for her to say that she heard through the streets that your blood isn't too clean either. And then go and interview that man that allegedly was your friend that said that that then tried to put these cocaine allegations all on you. It was just like, what are you doing? All because
by the way, this just goes to show, and it attests to how much she does a fact check, how much she's just willing to get clickbait, how much she's desperate for attention. This boy, I don't even know his first name. I don't know his last name. I don't even know where he came from. He was a fan, and that's all I know about him. Like, he went on her show and said all these things that he's my friend, that something about $20. Like, I mean, I didn't even watch the video, but people were sending it to me left to right. And I just feel like there are some really mentally disabled people out there, and that's fine. I have so many people, so many friends that are battling disabilities, but I feel like there are some people that are dealing with mental sickness, and he's one of them. And I do believe that Tasha K may be one of them also. Again, I'm not here to drag this woman through the mud, but I am here to watch her get what she deserves because it was the comment, but then it was her later on getting and continuously making videos talking about the same thing, which, to be honest, a lot of people are like, well, why didn't you sue Kaya? Kaya, I got Kaya's YouTube channel taken down, okay?
Oh.
And, have you heard anything from Kaya as of lately? I'm just asking.
No, I don't know where Kaya is at. We haven't heard Kaya for about a year almost, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and it's been about a year since that whole situation. So it was I don't want to talk about that, but I'll say this. Like, when it comes to Tasha K, I was going to let her slide. But as I thought about it, I said, you know what? All I got to do is just, tell the truth and just speak on what happened, because it's not like I have to make up anything.
What was so crazy, Bobby, was she was in your DM twice last year asking for an interview.
And I have receipts, and you have them too. If you want, you can actually put those out now if you want. I don't give a fuck. I don't know why I didn't post that. I should have just posted it just to jab at her, because she loves jabbing people. But the thing about me, see, the difference about me, a person like me and a person like Tasha, is that I'm going to jab you with the truth and with what is facts. That's what I'm going to jab you with. I'm not going to jab you with lies and assumptions. Like, I'm not going to do that. I don't have to.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? Thank you for being a good sport. I definitely think that that was very nasty for her to put that out on you, and it was unwarranted. And I thought it was even more so unwarranted, the fact that Natalie Nunn said something a little bit more harsh than you, and she ignored that. So to me, there's just a level of homophobia within the entertainment business. And I guess
her husband to me gives off the energy that he may be gay. So that's probably that's probably her little, complex that she's dealing with right now. But, you know, again, like I said, he just gives off that appearance. So I don't know whether it's true or not. I do not know.
Well, they've been saying that around the town now for some years now, that her husband is allegedly dibbles and dabbles with the vagina and things of that. So I don't know if that's true or not, but this is all allegedly.
But I'm going to tell you like this. I've always heard that where there's smoke, there must have been a fire. So we'll leave it at that.
All right, Bobby. Well, thank you for calling in, and we'll talk soon.
Yep, let's chat. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right, guys. You guys will you never know who's going to come on the show. That was just Bobby Lights. He said he's willing to do whatever it is that he needs to do to assist Cardi B in this case. I think it's wrapped up for the most part. But, yeah, that was very nasty that what Tasha K did to Bobby Lights. So with that being said, child, I think we're going to wrap it right there. We're going to wrap it right there. I think that's a good stopping point. And, child, because, yeah, we're here 2 hours. That was a good stopping point. I love you guys all for listening and watching the show. I want you to keep that same energy. And I'm going to see you guys in the next video. Share this video, like the video, subscribe to the channel, and I'll see you soon, okay? Peace out.